Now, brother,
read the Bible when you're weary and blue.
Why don't you
read the Bible, brother? Every word is true. Take your troubles to the book of life and pray. Read the Bible every day.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, December 2nd, 2019. One day away from the big announcement. Oh, I can't wait, everyone. You got to tune in tomorrow to hear it. It's a phenomenal God sighting, unlike anything you've ever heard over our broadcast these almost 25 years. In fact, wow. April 7th, we'll enter into our 25th year.
It's like a quarter of a century, Mark.
I know. It's unbelievable what God has done, how he's provided for this radio ministry, and wait until you hear what he's up to next. Mm. And with us on this special Memorization Monday is Nancy Miller, who's a board member with this radio ministry. And I know she's pretty excited, but we won't be able to say much.
That's
Nancy.
Correct. You won't.
But thank you for being faithful. I was telling everyone we had 5 board meetings in 50 days and then our final board meeting to oversee the progress and to vote and to move things forward was our 6th board meeting in 70 days. So you've attended a lot of meetings. You've been praying up the radio ministry for many years. You and Jim have supported it. In fact, years ago, Jim was on the radio board for a period of time. You help out with our English conversation classes, and you host a Bible study. So I'm usually here in the studio when you're around the table there with the students, and they're asking these phenomenal questions about God and evolution and how it all began. And there's a few that are very, very close to accepting Jesus, are really asking about prayer and other things. And so you've been doing that for 2 or 3 years, a few years. You've been on trips to Israel with me, you and your family. You're known as one of my favorite cooks. Everything you make, every time I've ever eaten at your house has been delicious.
Well, you just went on and on about Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving. And they invited Beamer. He got to be a part of the celebration, so it was fun with
the whole
family.
Did he get a little bit of turkey, too?
He probably got, I don't know, he's pretty well-behaved, but I'm sure.
Very well-behaved, but I think he found some.
You think he found some?
Well, there's a couple grandchildren that...
Oh, they helped him find some.
They helped him.
Yeah, so Holly, Esther, and I got to enjoy time with the Miller family, the Miller clan, Peter and Paul. They've been also on trips to Israel, and we're part of the Singing Men of GNN and have helped out volunteering over the years with different tasks, and appreciate seeing those two and their ever-growing family, at least Paul's ever-growing family. And then I got to sit next to Grandma Lois, so it's always fun to talk with her. She's, Marianne, you know what I'm going to say next, 93, sharp, engaged, intelligent, carries on, wonderful conversations.
Wow.
So I sat next to her and talked a lot, and she's supported the radio mysteries for so many years, and still, I think, once a month plays the violin or some instrumentation at the retirement home?
No, at St. John's Lutheran Church.
Oh, at St. John's Lutheran Church. Oh, at her church. So, yeah, it gives me hope to finish well. Now I'm thinking, Marianne, I have a good maybe 30, 40 years. No longer 20, 30 years. 30, 40 more years.
You just keep thinking on.
So, yeah. Anyway, so it's Memorization Monday, and actually we had you, Nancy, scheduled for next week because I know 1 John 1:9 is one of your favorites. It's one of my favorites. It's a verse I memorized, I don't know, so many years ago, but it's a great one. But with the big announcement being tomorrow and you being a part of the board and just wanting to have you in sooner than later and maybe giving a little teaser, without saying much specifics, what are you most excited about with tomorrow's announcement as a board member? Yeah, what can you encourage people
to
tune in tomorrow?
How is she going to answer that without giving it away? Go for it, Nancy.
Well, I am just excited to see what God does and how he provides. And just keeps, growing.
Yeah, we can say people know that we're going to expand. They don't quite know what that means or where that means or how that is.
I'm glad tomorrow's Tuesday.
Go ahead, Nancy. For Tuesday. But when you're a part of what God is doing, how can you help but be excited and know that Jesus lives?
Great.
And we get to proclaim him to more people and wait till you hear the number of people that'll get to potentially hear in a number of ways. And as mentioned, I think we said this last Wednesday, Marianne, but with this expansion or proposed growth, that'll open up opportunities for the Prime Life Times. And we read a letter last Wednesday where somebody says, is this going to be a bigger announcement than
Norma
where
Julen.
You got the Prime Life Times and all that? And I said, oh, way bigger. But it will affect the potential outreach of the Prime Life Times. And so, yeah, that'll be tomorrow. Lord willing, I'll have Phil Shepherd on. He was a part of the first historic broadcast on Easter Sunday, April 7th. And I talked with Phil, who also sits on our board. Would he be available and could he help me disclose and talk about this new vision and what God's doing? And he said he'd be happy to. And he has a lot of background, 30 plus years with the Moody Broadcasting Network. And he'll be retiring this December 31st.
Oh, that's music to your ears.
And so he's going to be available to assist and help. And one of the only reasons we could move forward on this enormous potential is because he'll be on board to help in a number of ways.
Well,
so
shout out to Phil for all he's done. Yeah. And shout out to you, Nancy, for being on the board. And I mean, that takes time and prayer. Thank you.
We appreciate you for a lot of reasons, Nancy. You and Jim and the boys and Grandma. And we have many great holiday memories at the Miller household, including this past weekend. So,
well, the funny thing is, though, you have to be careful about who you call Grandma. Because you're calling my mom Grandma.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And yet, I'm Grandma now. So she's great-grandma.
Great-grandma. Yeah. And she is a great-grandma, too.
I know. Yeah, a wonderful
one. That's how my family is. You say Grandma and like five people answer.
Who are you talking about?
Well, today's verse is 1 John 1:7. A special one, of course. I can't wait till next week because 1 John 1:9 is a really, really good one. But all of God's Word has specific and special meaning. Periods of time where, you know, this is your favorite verse this year, and then another verse comes up. Or that verse seemingly didn't mean much or couldn't apply it into your life, and now it's like front and center. And
suddenly it does.
Yeah, very important. But today's verse and this week's verse is 1 John 1:7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So if you've tuned in for any period of time, you know we always do a reading out of 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart by Robert J. Morgan. And Nancy, you might be familiar with her voice from some radio announcements, some scripture verses that she reads over the air from time to time. And so we're going to have her do a little reading for us today, and appreciate you, Nancy.
Okay, well, here's what is in our 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart book. It says, years ago, evangelist Charles Finney preached this verse in Detroit, and afterward, a stranger asked Finney to come to his house to talk with him about his soul. Against the advice of friends, Finney followed the man down a side street into an alley and through a darkened door into the back of an establishment. The man reached into his pocket and pulled out a revolver. He said, "You see this revolver? It has killed four people. Is there any hope for a man like me?" Finney simply repeated the text from his sermon, "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." The man explained he owned a saloon and had sold every kind of substance to every kind of person. Again he asked, "Is there any hope for a man like me?" And Finney again replied, "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." The man continued, "In back of this other partition is a gambling joint, and there isn't a decent wheel in the whole place. Men have gone out of that gambling place to commit suicide. Is there any hope for a man like me?" Finney said, "The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin." The man confessed he had cheated on his wife and been abusive to his family. Hanging his head, he asked, "Brother Finney, is there any hope for a man like me?" Finney took the man by the shoulders and said, "Oh, son, what a black story you have to tell. But God says the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. The next night, this man and his family came to Finney's meeting, listened to the gospel, and gave themselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Charles Finney used this verse evangelistically, but in its actual context, it's addressed to Christians. John was writing to church members, encouraging them to walk in the light and to confess their sins in order to keep their relationship with the Lord sweet and strong. We need to walk in the light. Hmm. Perhaps there's a sin into which you repeatedly fall. It's unhealthy to allow that sin to remain unconfessed. If we know Jesus as our Savior, we don't lose our salvation every time we sin, but we do lose something of the sweetness we should have with our Heavenly Father. We lose a clear conscience and an untarnished walk. How wonderful to confess our sins and walk in the light as He is in the light. Hannah Woodall Smith said, "I find a speedy deliverance by simply declaring over and over again, 'The blood of Jesus cleanseth me from all sin.' It seems as if Satan cannot endure the mention of that name. He always takes his flight."
What a great reminder. What a great story, a powerful story. And I think that's a hindrance of some people oftentimes is, well, I'm a sinner. If you knew what I did, you know, God would never accept me. And it's like, you know what? We're all sinners. We've all fallen short. But another thing that sometimes I think is an obstacle for maybe a seeker or somebody unfamiliar with the scriptures is when you talk about the blood of Jesus. I don't know, because maybe we don't live in the times where sacrifices were evident and obvious, and that was a part, and that was a role, the shedding of blood for the forgiveness of sins. So when you say, oh, may the blood of Jesus be on you, or something, for somebody maybe tuned in, they're like, what is this talk about blood? What does that all mean?
Well, I know Jim and I were reading in Deuteronomy a couple days ago, and it said, the life is in the blood. And you think, well, I mean, and you're talking, sometimes in English conversation class, we're talking to people who haven't any history of the Christian faith. And so really, this idea of blood is a kind of a mystery, and what do you say? But with the life and the blood, you think Jesus was nailed to a cross. He shed his blood, we say. He died for us, because somehow the penalty of sin needed to be dealt with.
There seems to be a mystery about blood that none of us totally understand. It's like it said, the blood of Abel cried out to God from the ground. That's really interesting, that the blood itself cried out. And then you read that the life is in the blood. And you're like, what is going on here?
And the hope that Charles Finley got to proclaim to this individual, you know, that verse, nothing can separate us from the love of God, you know, so it doesn't matter what your sin may be. As long as you're willing to recognize it as sin, as falling short of the mark, that God has a standard, that you're not only just sorry for it, but that you're seeking after Him to cleanse you from it, you know, and hopefully you end that practice, whatever it is, whatever that habit, that addiction is. That your ultimate desire is, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I'm frail. I'm fallen. I've botched it up. How could you ever accept me? But that's the good news message that we get to proclaim through the broadcast and what's being proclaimed here. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. So that's the ultimate good news message, is because of what Jesus Christ did on our behalf, that as we surrender to Him, that as we accept Him, as that we seek after God through what Jesus did on our behalf, as we receive that gift, His shed blood, His suffering, His payment on the cross for our sins, then that whole relationship begins and we get to walk in the light. We're no longer kind of hiding our sin or secretly dabbling in it. We're trying to deal with it through the one true power, the offer of light, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get Praise rid God. Of sin so we can have that sweet communion with God, mm-hmm. Walk with Him with a clear conscience. Mm-hmm. And have that joy of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that verse, too? Are you familiar where we can grieve the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
I think so when we don't bring things into the light, you know, it doesn't mean our salvation is in jeopardy, but it certainly does mean it affects our relationship with God and maybe the blessings He wants to pour out. But I've always wrestled with that fact that we can at times grieve the Holy Spirit, that
yes,
the Spirit that lives in us is like, oh, gosh, Mark, God has better plans for you. God has ways that He wants to bless you, but you got to deal with this situation or that issue, or and it's like, oh gosh, you don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit.
Right. So many times we don't know what we're missing.
Right.
We just sort of go along and think, well, maybe such and such doesn't really matter. But that's because we just don't know God's standards and all He wants to pour into us.
Yeah.
If we would have a clean heart, a pure heart.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the Psalm, you know, after David sinned and he prayed, created me a clean heart,
yeah.
But he also said, actually begged God, take not your Holy Spirit from me.
Right.
Whatever happens to me, don't let that leave.
Right. Renew a right spirit within me.
And he is the man after God's own heart, and so he was highly aware of what that would mean to grieve and lose the Holy Spirit. He begged God, leave it with me.
I'm quickly trying to look up that song, Creating Me a Clean Heart. I'm going to close out with that with our broadcast, because that's really kind of appropriate to what we're saying and sharing. But this is a real good verse, and I can't wait for next week, because next week is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I pray that. I can't even tell you how many
hundreds,
maybe thousands of times. It's one of my favorite verses, because if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Yeah, it's a powerful
promise. And cleanse
us.
Oh, it's a great one.
I love that verse so much, because even though I'd grown up in the church and Sunday school every Sunday of my life, that 1 John 1:9 was one of the first verses I really learned to use.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get your gold stars for memorizing verses, and that's exciting and wonderful.
Yeah.
But to really use a verse, that's what it's all about.
That's interesting.
Have God's word in our hearts so it can be useful and lived.
That's
the main point.
Mm-hmm. One that speaks to me is every verse, just like this one, that talks about walking or living in the light. That speaks to my heart, living in the light.
When we were reading your book many months, actually over a year, Memories of an African Son, we'd close out with walking in the light, walking in the light.
Well, that's in the acknowledgments of right on like the third or fourth page of the book is Live in the Light.
Yeah, it's a classic. Well, today's verse and this week's verse, 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, which is another important aspect of growth and of accountability and developing. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. So it's all about bringing things into the light. But you have to be careful how you bring it into the light. You want to only share certain things with people that you can trust, people that you know can build you up and help you process and work through maybe whatever that sin is or that barrier between you and God. There's confidentiality that you want to share with the right people or a good counselor or pastor or a good close friend so that you can walk in the light and have fellowship with God. But it's recognizing the Lord Jesus Christ is the one that you need to turn to for the forgiveness of your sin.
You know, I think the first and biggest thing is just to be willing to say it out loud and confess it to God.
Yeah.
Because that sets the whole ball rolling.
Yeah. All right, a great verse. Thank you, God, for your scripture, your holy inspired word that we get to talk about, consider, apply into our lives, process, and think about. Please be in God's word today. Hopefully you had a good church service yesterday and God's word was declared and you got to find points of application or got to read it as a love letter. God's intention is to communicate truth and love to you through his word. And this is just another reminder that we can walk in the light and we can have that personal relationship with him because of what Jesus did on our behalf, the Savior of the world. Ask him into your heart today, and trust me, things will go well. Not perfect, because there's still a struggle with sin here on earth, but next week we'll talk about when we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Well, I'll close out with a portion of "Create in me a clean heart." Mm-hmm. May that be true of all of us today, that we want to walk in the light with a pure heart, with the intention of allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us, and that we can proclaim that good news message of Jesus and help this hurting world recover from the sin and the heartache and the hardships that we all experience. And then also tomorrow, if you tune in during Mark and Friends, the big announcement will come, which will enable us to proclaim that good news message of Jesus to many more people in the days ahead. So thanks for listening. Thanks you, Nancy, for joining us.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Marianne. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Nancy Miller with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Amen.